there's a kind of implied trust that you're telling the truth in writing a memoir as opposed to, say, a novel. If you're writing a memoir and you don't feel some pain, you aren't digging deep enough.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Right on America is brought to you
by a generous grant from the Built on Dreams Media Network,
as well as the Sims Media Foundation,
and from listeners like you.
Stand by, please. Calling on six. On six.
This is Adam Scull. Welcome back to another edition of Right on America. Stephen Gallup grew up in North Carolina and Virginia. He studied at North Carolina State University, earning a bachelor's degree in the life sciences, and then at the University of Virginia, where he received a master's in English. Since 1977, he has worked as a writer in various roles in technical communication in aerospace and wireless telecommunications, with projects ranging from proposals to satellite launches and feasibility studies of space missions to user guides for trendy new cell phones. In the early years, he wrote occasional short fiction on the side and features for newspapers. Steve's life changed drastically with the birth of his son Joseph in 1985. Upon learning that there was a problem, he applied his energies to a pursuit of answers that he felt certain must exist. After a year of consulting physicians with no effect, he located other resources. For the next 4 years, he and his wife Judy implemented an intensive two-pronged treatment campaign that resulted in dramatic improvements in Joseph's condition. His memoir, What About the Boy?, shows what the family did and what happened next. The book has twice won Best Memoir in the San Diego Book Awards competitions, once in the unpublished category in 2007, and again following publication in 2011. In 2013, the story was adapted to a screenplay, which is now in pre-production. Steve Gallup, welcome to Right on America. Part biographer, part storyteller, part personal essay, part exposé, and even part novel. Memoir vexes even the most adept of authors. Because a memoir is so rooted in the personal and emotional experiences of the writer, is it difficult to approach a memoir with the same professionalism that you would apply to your technical writing?
Memoirs are often difficult because they cover very personal material. The process of going over what has happened, viewing the choices you made in light of what you now know, it's actually very healthy, I think. But I cannot say how many memoirists I've seen break down and cry as they try to read passages in their work aloud to a group. If you're writing a memoir and you don't feel some pain, you aren't digging deep enough.
How, when, and why did you decide to become a writer?
That goes way back. The role model who inspired me was my father, because when I wrote papers in high school, he used to check them for me, and he always got on my case for not being clear enough about what I was trying to say. So I learned from him never to be satisfied with early drafts of anything, but to go over those words repeatedly and to try to think about it from someone else's point of view, to try and spot whether maybe there were some assumptions or logical gaps. What attracts me to writing is the process of delving into a question. I think it was Alfred Kazin said the writer writes to teach himself. That's what I'm always doing. I'm really writing for myself because I'm trying to understand things better.
Each time you write, you learn more.
Indeed.
During the process of writing What About the Boy?, it must have been difficult to relive your experience of seeing your son suffer in such a tragic and unexpected way. How did you work through those emotions on the page?
One thing we could say about memoir is a key thing for me, I believe, the question of what is remembered versus the way you lived it at the time. There's a kind of implied trust that you're telling the truth in writing a memoir as opposed to, say, a novel. You have license to change things, even if it's an autobiographical novel. In writing the memoir, yes, it was very difficult, but it was a question I felt like I had to pursue. I had to come get to the bottom of what had happened in that story. It was very healthy for me.
Steve, memoir is such a delicate craft. a balance between the personal and the everything else. What do you consider to be the most essential elements of a well-written memoir?
Memoir writers are interested, I think, in relational truth, issues between the self and another person. Questions like, why is it that when growing up I had so much difficulty with my mother? Even between the self and the self, such as, did I become the person I wanted to be, or did I become someone else? My memoir is largely about the self's interaction with experiences and ideas. You know, I used to think XYZ was true. Now maybe my point of view has evolved. Maybe neither one of those points of view is precisely true. The analysis of them is what leads to greater understanding.
What beginning steps would you suggest a writer take before they began to write a memoir?
I began my memoir sort of right in the middle of it. This is kind of the way I write anything. I start with random jottings, whatever ideas are most compelling to me. And I get that much down on paper and sort of build from that. I might go backwards, I might go forwards, I might end up with scattered bits and pieces and I need to fill in the gaps between them. That's the way one would start. When you're going back in memory, you don't necessarily have control over what you have ready access to. But a much more important thing once you have all that together is to get some feedback from other people, because you have to make this accessible. It has to make sense. It has to be meaningful to other people as well as to yourself.
In a memoir based on memories of an incident that occurred in the past, where do you feel the writer's responsibility lies? With the truth of the facts or with his perception and feelings about what occurred?
There's an implied trust that you are telling the truth. There are examples of memoirs that deviate from the actual facts. I can't avoid saying that everything we write is subjective to a certain extent. Maybe it's impossible to provide pure objective truth, but I believe in going for as much accuracy as you possibly can without diminishing the emotional side of things.
It definitely takes great courage to reveal such personal stories. What advice can you offer a writer who is struggling with the decision of whether or not to expose intimate details or previous illegal activities?
It doesn't hurt at all to write about it. Whether you end up publishing it is another question. That decision should be put on the back burner until you know what you've written and decide at that point what your purpose was in writing it. I'm sure a lot of good material is written that never sees the light of day and still serves a good purpose.
For our aspiring memoirists, what memoirs currently in print would you recommend they read as exceptional examples of the genre?
It may not be the best example of the genre. It's The Life of a Child by Frank DeFord. He's a sports writer, but he wrote about having a daughter who had cystic fibrosis. Joan Didion wrote a great memoir. Reading Lolita in Tehran is a great memoir. All Over But the Shouting by Rick Bragg is another one. I happen to have a preference for titles that have to do with children. Skyler's Monster is a memoir, very well written one, by a father whose daughter could not speak.
What has affected you the most in writing your memoir?
What really had an effect on me was participating in a memoir critique group. It was run by a man who had written a book about memoir called The Memoir and the Memoirist. We were all able to provide good feedback to one another. Any criticism is something a writer has to be able to accept or at least listen to. Criticizing your work could be missing the point, but if it's possible for him to miss the point, then that's a clue that maybe you haven't covered all the bases the way you should. Sometimes criticism can be painful, but I think every bit of it that my writing has gotten has helped me. I also think writers ought to actively go out and look for feedback, and not just from your friends necessarily, who may just want to say nice things, but from people who are going to tell it like it is.
If you could give one final bit of advice, inspiration, or encouragement to an aspiring memoirist, what would it be?
Three things. Respect your readers and give them what they need. Tell your story as well as you can. Don't cut corners. Take as much time as you can to do it perfectly. And finally, tell the truth. And I think that applies even in writing fiction. We're presenting a truth about experience even then.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Write on America.
Located on the internet at www.writeonamerica.us.
Additional funding courtesy the Sims Media Network. Join us again for another edition of Write on America. Once in a Lifetime, the theme music for Write on America, written and sung by Stephen Paul, courtesy the Build on Dreams Media Network. Copyright Stephen Paul, all rights reserved, used by permission.
Please email us with any questions or comments to writeonamericagroup@gmail.com. Once again, the email address is writeonamericagroup@gmail.com.